Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Becky Kolosik with the Indianola Music Boosters about their fundraising and upcoming patron program. Indianola Music Boosters got the Pride of Indianola Marching Band some new uniforms. First of all, just kind of talk about that project overall and the community support for that.
Yeah, well, that was a huge, huge undertaking. It was, you know, roughly $80,000 that we needed to raise outside of the normal money that typically comes in from the patron program. Honestly, our fundraising committee, when we looked at that, we were thinking, how in the world is this really going to happen? We had a ton of community support from that. We did some past the hat, as we called it, at concerts where parents dropped in, you know, a few dollars here and there. We had a group of parents who worked tirelessly up at Wells Fargo Arena doing concessions to make money for that. The kids sold cookies. We just tried to get the word out for everything. We had a lot of businesses who really that supported us. And what was great about that was we were able to, you know, advertise them on the back of the trailer, which, is just always just a great way to build community that way. And once those uniforms came in, I tell you, those of us who were on that group, and as we were fitting those kids last year, it was just such a sense of accomplishment in knowing that we were getting these kids in some, you know, great looking uniforms that were going to last, you know, for another seven to 10 seasons. And we've really taken a lot of pride in making sure to keep them in good condition. Some parents stepped up and made some uniform racks that we're taking. The kids can't take them home. We show up every performance and we help them get their uniforms together. Everything goes back that night. So it's been a really fun thing and just a really great thing to see.
Well, and I think another thing is it draws enthusiasm for those K-12 music. I mean, it doesn't mm-hmm. just support the high school. It is all the way down to kindergarten, get those kids interested. So talk about the Music Boosters' work with some of the younger kids.
Yeah, so absolutely. The Music Boosters, you know, really our mission is to advance music education, you know, through K through 12. So we are supporting those music teachers at the elementary levels. We help them at that middle school level. And I think what's really great about this is exactly what you were saying. As these younger kids see the stuff that's happening every year as they get older. And I really credit a lot of that to our teachers, you know, and our band instructors as well, because, I mean, the Pride of Indianola grew by almost 25 this year. We're up over 150, and I really credit that to our 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, you know, band instructors who have really gotten these kids excited about stuff. You know, so with the patron program, you know, those funds that come in from that, we've been able to do a lot of different things, purchase instruments for high school and middle school. We've gotten headphones, you know, for use at the middle school. We've purchased, I believe several years ago, we purchased electronic keyboards for the elementary school teachers to have in their rooms. You know, we know that there's going to be a need for additional apparel, like our choir robes are wearing out. So those are some things that we're thinking about down, you know, in the future as well. Once the vocal instructors kind of decide what direction they want to go with that. So I think we really want to get our elementary parents excited and involved early on, because those are the types of people that we can, you know, nurture through those years. And then, you know, once high school hits where there's a lot more opportunities for volunteering, you know, they're excited about doing that.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the patron program, because now that the big project of getting those marching band uniforms are done, doesn't mean the work overall is done. So talk about the patron program and how members of the community can still support the Music Boosters.
Yeah, so the patron program is kicking off this month, and we are so thankful for all of our community members and music supporters and businesses who help us fund that. Really what it's doing is helping us continue the tradition of excellence and maintaining quality music programs through all levels. So, you know, this year, especially with, you know, the challenges of COVID and as Music Boosters as a whole, a lot of our fundraising opportunities are not going to be available. All states going virtual. We don't know what's happening with, you know, Encounter and those types of things. And those are some of our biggest fundraisers through concessions. So really, it's more important than ever this year if people are able If they can continue their support, maybe if they can consider just increasing their giving by a little bit. The great thing about Music Boosters is we are a nonprofit. We are now 501c3. So we do have the matching donations, corporate donations, and those lists can be found on our website, which is musicboosters.org, IndianolaMusicBoosters.org. And you know, it's something that you can have a tax deduction. So in the past, that hadn't been that way. In the last few years, we've been able to do that. So you can find out more information about the patron program by going to the Music Booster website. Again, that's Music Booster, IndianolaMusicBoosters.org. JC Green is one of our coordinators for that. Anybody can even, you know, shoot us an email at IndianolaMusicBoostersInfo@gmail.com about that as well, too.
Thanks to Becky Kolosik for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.